Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
I found an interview with Paul Wilbur from last year. I think you're going to love it. And we're going to feature some songs from him today, from the past, as well as some newer songs from his newest project, War from Zion. So stay with me. I will be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles that believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Normally, we meet at Brighton Presbyterian Church, Wallace Hall, on Saturday mornings at 11:30. But during this time of social distancing, our services are online and are available every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. You can find out information on our Shema Yisrael Facebook page or by going to shemayisrael.org, and you can enjoy our virtual worship service. Soon and very soon, we hope to be meeting in person again, and I'll let you know more about that in the days to come. Thank you, and may God bless you and keep us all healthy. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road. Find them online at www.uccroc.com. Here's Paul Wilbur from the CD Shalom Jerusalem. Let's stand up and give him the praise.
He is worthy. Stand up and give This is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 27, and it starts out by saying, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid, or why shall I be afraid?" And it's an incredibly uplifting and encouraging psalm. And here's a great song called "Why Should I Be Afraid?" Paul Wilbur again.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And it's not by power, it's not by your own might, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. All who call upon the Lord shall be saved. Sometimes when you just don't have the right words. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow, that was a powerful song. Why Should I Be Afraid? Paul Wilbur. Hallelujah. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Another song that Paul Wilbur recorded is Lord God of Abraham, and I know you're going to enjoy it.
Surrender. exalted in our praise. Let it be known today that you are God. You are God. You are the Holy One. High the exalted one. We've come to worship at your holy hill. Here we come, Lord.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom! This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I would really love to hear from you guys. Send me an email at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. Just spell it out, bagels and the letters A-N-D, blessings, at gmail.com. And listen, you can also go to Facebook to my Bagels and Blessings page and make a comment. And whoever puts a comment on my Facebook page will be entered in a drawing to win a prize, because I would just love to give away some stuff. Alrighty, can I count on you to do that? So, you know, we're social distancing, we're being careful. So I'm not in the studio again today, but I am still broadcasting from home, and I could still use some funds to help me stay on the air. You can always go to bagelsandblessings.com, and you can click on donate, or you can use PayPal and just send the donation to bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. So I'm hoping that I can count on you, but in just a few minutes, we're going to hear my interview with Paul Wilbur from last year. For now, put on your hiking boots. Let's take a little trip up the mountain. Come, let's go up to the mountain with Paul Wilbur.
Nations will be flowing to Zion when they see the house of the Lord, running to his peaceful kingdom. Shouting, they lay down their swords. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Spirit of burning, let your beautiful fruit shine forth. Then everyone who's left inside will be called holy forevermore. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways.
Arise and shake the earth so mightily. Send your glory all across the land. Then everything that's proud and lofty will bow down before the Son of Man.
Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways.
Over all the glory, there will be a covering. Cloud and smoke all through the day, flaming fire all through the night. Tabernacle for the shade, shelter from the pouring rain. When the Lord is washed away, till the blood of his attire.
Thank you.
All right, folks, this is my interview with Paul from 2019. He came to town for our big fundraising banquet, and we had a fun interview on the phone earlier that week. Here you go. Paul Wilbur, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thanks, Ethel. It sounds really good to me. I haven't had breakfast yet. I'd love to join you in a bagel and some coffee this morning.
And I hope to provide the blessings, or at least Abba will.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, as long as you always remain hungry for the Lord, I guess you'll be great.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here reading. This is, you know, we're just about to approach one of the most amazing seasons in the scriptures here. And so I'm just reading Exodus 6 and Jeremiah 31, the time when God fulfilled these amazing promises to the house of Israel and then extended it to the nations, to all who would believe and receive this great gift.
Amen. Well, you know, that leads me right to my question, because you've been on the air before and people can look at my podcasts and they can find your testimony. But I just want to ask you, you know, as a man who grew up as a Jew, and you still are Jewish, of course, how do you know that Jesus is the Messiah?
I was just reading this morning in Exodus 6, and he said, I will redeem you, I will purchase you back with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts and deeds. And for me, this is my testimony. I was a man who I had sung at the temple. I was a member of the choir downtown Cleveland. My voice teacher in college was the cantor at the temple, a very prestigious, well-known temple, Reformed temple. Abba Hillel Silver was our rabbi, then his son Daniel, well-known all over the world. And I'm there singing about God, but I came to realize I didn't know the one that I was singing to. And my aspirations at that time was I wanted to be a cantor and an opera singer like Richard Tucker, who was my model for life. And I was invited to a fishing trip by a Baptist from West Texas. I can't tell you, we don't have time for all the details, but on that first morning, I went out very early in the morning after hearing his personal testimony the night before, impressed in my heart that this was the God I needed to know, that I didn't. I had a personal encounter with him, his presence so powerfully walking with me in the cool of that morning of March 26, 1977. And I bowed my knee that day, not really even knowing much about him. And I said, you are Lord of my life. Here's my life. Use it for your glory. And it took me a while to realize who I was speaking to. You know, just reading in Exodus this morning, he calls himself by three or four different names. And then the amazing discovery that Jesus Christ is actually Yeshua HaMashiach. He's the Messiah promised to Israel, especially at this Passover time. And so I, from that point on, I probably prayed salvation prayers with half a dozen TV evangelists. I wanted to make sure that I got it right, and apparently I did. It stuck. Now I'm 42 years in the Lord, walking with Yeshua, Jesus, my King, Messiah, loving him more than ever, and traveling the world, expressing this love for God to the nations in five or six different languages, and seeing many of them turning their hearts to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as well.
And you never had to stop being Jewish ever, did you?
You know, Jewish is a blood thing. Judaism is a religion, and
right,
you can convert to Judaism. You can change your position. You can be different branches of Judaism, but being a Jew is by order of blood. And so, you know, when you come to recognize Jesus, your Jewish Messiah, you're either a Jew or not a Jew, not one being greater than the other, just a distinction that God has made by birth and by blood. And so, because I can't change my blood, I was born a Jew, I will pass out of this life as a Jew into the presence of the King of the Jews. So,
amen. Well, you know, what's really cool, Paul, at one point in your life, you wanted to be a cantor, singing songs for the Lord's service, but now you are truly singing songs to God, about God. Mm-hmm. How many CDs now? I've lost track. I love them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I need to sit down someday and count. I don't think that'll be in disregard to God's law like David numbered his mighty men. But, I think it's around 30 CDs, or a little more than 30. And of course, if we include all the languages, we've recorded in German and Spanish and Portuguese and English, of course. We're about to do one in French. We just came from Paris. Had a wonderful harvest. I was just visiting the church, and the pastor asked me to come up on the platform and just greet the people, which turned into an altar call where more than 100 people in France came forward to receive Yeshua, Jesus. So these are great days of harvest.
Praise God. You know, Messianic congregations all over the world use songs that you have recorded in their worship services. It's like you're at the forefront of all of the praise and worship. And how do you put your songs together? Where do you write some of them, I know, and others you bring in. And tell me about, like, your latest project, Roar from Zion. Oh my goodness, you have grabbed some of the key people in the Messianic movement in terms of musicians and singers. And how did this project come together?
Wow, there's about three different questions in there. Let me start with where the...
Tell me everything. I want to know it all.
I love your enthusiasm.
Thank
Always
you.
Have. The text is obviously scripture. That's where all of my songs come from. There's nothing wrong with testimony songs. I love them. People write them. There's nothing wrong with songs about life, and we need those in our culture. But for me, it's the praise and worship is my road that I travel. So these are songs that are extracted directly from scripture, not even scriptural principles, but just the word, and then set to music. Because we have the promise that his word, he watches over his word to perform it, and it accomplishes what he sends it forth to do. And we don't have that promise on any other lyrics or words or inspiration, just on his divine word. So that's the source. Sometimes I will co-write with others. Sometimes I get the whole thing downloaded myself. And if I have need for others, I go searching with people that I know write similarly in a similar fashion, and those are the ones that I go and kind of cull or cherry pick out of their line of songs. And you notice that on this last project, Roar from Zion, which we recorded live in Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles on the 70th anniversary of the rebirth of the State of Israel, right after the 50th anniversary of the reestablishment of Jerusalem as the undivided eternal capital of Israel, and during the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and the 100th anniversary of the Balfour Declaration.
Oh my goodness.
There was a lot of anniversaries this past year. 5778, and there's even a revelation about that we don't have time for, where Israel, I believe, will get that missing letter, that ayin, which is symbolized by a seeing eye, where Israel and Jerusalem will see that Jesus, Yeshua, he is our Messiah and our King, and turn to him in unprecedented numbers. But this whole roar from Zion, it had that passion with a heart for it, came out of Joel chapter 3. The Lord says, in the last days, I'm going to gather you from where I've scattered you. I will thunder from Jerusalem, and I will roar from Zion. And the subtitle of it is Rise of a Remnant. And that's why I chose the remnant of the worship leaders and the singers from Israel that are rising to a place where God is using them in a mighty way in the land and in the nations as well, and gather them together in one place, and the result is roar from Zion.
You can really see, you know, when I looked at it on YouTube, I could just see the excitement, and I could feel the anointing, and it just gave me chills. I mean, it's very exciting. And you fooled me, I gotta tell you. I saw you did a song, It Is Good, and I thought, well, there he goes. He's gonna do a little remake of that old song, It Is Good, from Israel's Hope. And you had a whole new twist, a whole new song, and I loved it. And then we thought it was gonna end, and it kept going. And I mean, musically, rhythmically, I mean, you got me hooked. It's just fantastic.
Good. Thank you. That was actually the second song. When the Lord said, I want to release a sound from Jerusalem this year, I sat down with a friend and we wrote Roar from Zion. And then in my mind's eye, I went back actually to those Israel's Hope days, and that It Is Good song is the very first one that I wrote as a praise and worship song to be used in the sanctuary. And as I sat there rereading those lyrics, sometimes, you know, as a writer, you get stuck in what has happened in the past. And I thought, as I'm reading these words, I'll never be able to get beyond it's good to praise the Lord. And lo and behold, a whole new thing sprang out. And so you heard it. In fact, we just recorded it in Spanish. And I'll be going to Costa Rica in about 2 weeks, and we're going to release this new roar in Spanish down there in Costa Rica.
Man, you are living the dream, Paul Wilbur. You are living the dream.
I am. It's amazing when you discover the purpose for which God has redeemed you. And that's really our responsibility, as I see it. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, he says, all of you have received an anointing from the Lord, and all of you know the truth. And he says that anointing remains in you and proves to be true. And I've, in reading that scripture, obviously many, many times over the last 40 years, it seems to me that this is our highest responsibility as carriers of the covenant, carriers of the blessing, when our lives have been redeemed by the Lord, to know who we are, why he purchased us, why he redeemed us, and our purpose and our destiny. And it's our highest responsibility to honor him in fulfilling that purpose and destiny. And I believe finally I've discovered that and am passionately after it. I'll be 70 years old here, not too many months away, but I really believe I have more energy, more anointing, more provision, more enthusiasm, more love for God than ever before. And I don't think that's going to wane anytime in the future.
That's exciting. Well, I'm 5 years behind you. And it's funny because, you know, when we were young, we thought, you know, 65, 70 was old. But now that I'm getting up there, not at all. And I'm with you, man. I got energy, too. Maybe not as much as you, but...
I can hear it, though. I've known you to be a very energized, passionate person, because we're on a mission. We've been given a mandate in how we live and how we treat others and in how our lives are displayed to the world in order to honor the king. And you know, on a sadder note, you mentioned Israel's hope. Our dear brother and friend Mark Chapinsky, who wrote many of the songs that we used in Israel's Hope, left us, in my opinion, way too early, just yes. a couple of months ago.
Yeah, that's sad. Very sad.
And it was sad to me. I have his picture, actually an album cover of Israel's Hope, up on my office wall here, and I reflect from time to time what a marvelous man. And he did discover his purpose in life and wrote wonderful songs, again, from the scriptures that Israel's Hope we sang all over the world. And I continue to sing some of his songs. He shall reign over all the earth. Great stuff.
Yeah. And those of us in Rochester, New York are going to be so blessed because we are having this huge fundraising banquet at the end of April, and you are coming to do worship, and we are going to praise God together, and I can't wait.
Well, yes, thank you for reminding me, and please promise me that we won't have a blizzard.
Well, you know, it is Rochester, it's April, it has been known to happen, but I'll put in a good word to Abba, and we'll hope for the best.
Please. I remember the last time I was there, well, two times ago, and we parked the car on the side of the road. It was on a pretty good downslope, and by the time we left the synagogue, Messianic Synagogue, did a concert and service there. The car was buried, and it had slid 5 or 6 feet down the hill. It took us quite a while to leave that spot, but you have quite an ominous reputation for snow in abundance.
Ah, sweet memories.
yeah, cold memories, actually.
Well, hopefully at April 28th, it'll be nice and warm here just for you. I'll be sure
Thank
to put
you.
In a good word for you.
I appreciate it. I know you're connected, so
well,
please
you know,
do that.
I do my best, you know. I'm
Thank
everyone's
you.
Jewish mama. I could be your Jewish mama, but it'd be kind of weird, but, you know, we won't go there. So listen, before we end our talk together, Paul,
yeah.
you know, God has blessed you with talent, with lots of energy, but tell us how you would like us to be praying for you and your ministry, because we got your back, man.
Thank you. This is an amazing time. We're seeing right now, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, an outpouring of the Spirit of God in a kingdom way that is drawing many to a deep relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus. And if you would keep us in prayer, we've partnered with a place here called Celebration Church, about 15,000 members to get our worship and our music and this kingdom message into the church and spread it across this city. In fact, just a couple of days, we're having a citywide Good Friday, first night of Passover service. I'll be part of that, and 6, 7, 8 pastors from the city coming together in a kingdom way. This has become very big in our hearts. And so I think that would be the greatest use of your prayers, is that this kingdom would be expressed through us. You know, Jesus taught us to pray, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we are prayerfully anticipating a greater and greater expression of the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is there, so it should be here. And we're very passionate about it.
May the Lord just bless and draw them, and may He continue to use you, anoint you, provide all that you need in finances, in health and energy, in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
And that reminds me, people listening to this are going to want to know how they can support your ministry. So what is the best way to support you and to purchase your music?
Well, we have several ways to do that, not to confuse things, but if you want to purchase the new project, you can get it on iTunes, you can get it on any of that social media. Best way is to go to roarfromzion.com, roarfromzion.com, and the new DVD just arrived in our warehouse. That can be purchased as well as the CD. And I believe there's also a link there where you can come become a world partner and join us and sow a seed every month, sending us to places like that are calling right now, like Hong Kong, South Korea, Latin America, Africa, Asia, and Europe. And we are supported by offerings and monthly partners are a big part of that. World partners send us to the nations equipped and ready to provoke the nations to the kingdom of God. So WilburMinistries.com or RoarFromZion.com, and all that is needed are both of those locations.
Thank you so much. Praise God. Well, Paul, thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings, and I look forward to seeing you April 28th at our big event at the Hyatt Regency, and just know that my prayers are with you, and I am hoping to be president of your fan club one day, but I would understand it if perhaps your famous daughter-in-law, Shay Wilbur, you know, did it instead, but you know, I'm there for you whenever you need me.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you. I'll be the guy with the guitar and the microphone, so you won't be able to miss me when you show up on the 28th.
I'll be the tall, crazy Jewish woman whooping it up, dancing like crazy.
I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, too. And all those listening, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah and our King. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Paul.
God bless.
Shalom.
Shalom to you.
From the west to worship God.
These last two songs are from the new CD, Roar from Zion. The first song was Roar from Zion, and this one is called It Is Good to Praise the Lord, from the new CD, Roar from Zion.
Come on, David, play that harp.
Adonai, vayismarecha. Yair Adonai panavalecha, vikunecha. Yis Adonai panavalecha. V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.